Welcome to the Solid Man Podcast. I'm your host, Ken Curry, licensed marriage and family therapist. SolidMan.com is an ongoing conversation designed to empower men to master the art of being a man. All right, gentlemen, today is January 8th, 19. Oh my gosh, 19. I'm funny. That's how old I am. Today is January 8th, 2021. And we've just been through 2020, which actually has been some kind of year. Think about all the changes, the crazy events, and tons of contradictory narratives that we've gone through, that we've heard. To me, it's been a year of watching and trying to understand what is actually going on. And really, I've concluded that things are not as they seem. It really seems like something is going on behind the scenes, and the stories that we're being told are really attempting to shape our perception of reality. And it's a really important thing to think about. So today I'm talking about, I just want to mention this, a book that's out there called The Fourth Turning. It's by William Strauss and Neil Howe. And in the book, it's kind of a cultural anthropology type of book, and it's fairly prophetic, and I think they actually say it's a prophecy. And what they do is they talk about a 80-year cycles and 20-year generations. So there's four generations in every 80-year cycle, and that's what they call the fourth turning. At the end of 80 years, there's a fourth turning. And so each cycle is a set of four generations, each being 20 years-ish. You think about it, the greatest generation born 1920 to 1940, and then the boomers were born, you know, after that, 1940 to 1960. I think they kind of go 1944 to 1964 or something, maybe something like that. And then Generation X is after that, so say 63 to 83 or something like that. And then the millennials come shortly after that. I think the millennials are from 84 to 2004. And then, of course, the next is the Zoomers, Generation Z, who are just now, that generation is actually now ending, whoever's being born now. So you kind of see a 20-year set of four, 20 years is 80-year cycle is kind of what they talk about as far as that. And those are the generations that are most recent that we all kind of are aware of. So in general terms, and this is really interesting how the cycles really work that Strauss and Howe talk about. In the U.S., it's been really, really constant every 80 years. And so you kind of start with the Revolutionary War, which went from 1775 to 1783. So for this, we'll use the year 1780, just so you kind of see the 80-year cycles. And then 80 years from that was the Civil War, which actually is from 1861 to 65. But let's still think about 1860. And then 80 years from that, World War II, which actually went from 1939 to 1945. And right around that same time of World War II, just before that in the United States, was the Great Depression. And so that was right before that. And actually, the World War II actually ended the Great Depression, because then there was a boom with having to really create our war machine, so to speak. So then let's talk about 1940. So you have 1780. 80 years after that is 1860. 80 years after that is 1940. And the 80-year cycle is just like clockwork. Every four generation moves in a really clear pattern. So where are we at in this 80-year cycle? Well, 1940 plus 80 brings us right to where we are today. This is 2020. So I know we just turned to 2021, but 2020, and you know how everything was kind of ish, just a few years around then. So just about every 80 years is this cycle. And there's a saying that goes along with this, and some of you have heard it. It goes like this. Tough times create strong men. Strong men create good times. Good times create weak men. And weak men create tough times. And then it goes, tough times create strong men. Strong men create good times. Good times create weak men. Weak men create tough times. And then over and over and over again. It's just kind of the 20-year cycle of 80, or 20 years of 4 times 4 is 80-year cycle. So then where are we at today? And we are at the spot where it's weak men create tough times. We're right in the spot where that's going to happen. And we are the generation of weak men. We're the nice guys who are conflict averse and we're driven by fear. And you know how we need that external validation and for people to like us. And also men have been told and taught to be submissive and weak, to just stand back and remain silent. We are that generation of weak men. And like the saying goes, weak men create tough times. So I knew this about myself, that something was not right. I didn't feel like a man. I felt like a poser. And I was just too nice. And I didn't understand my masculinity. I was told a certain narrative about what a man is and how if I am strong, I was toxic, that my strength and power were not okay. And so I did all I could to keep from my strength. And this is what the culture, and for me, the church actually told me to be weak. I knew I was built for something different. I knew in my soul and my body that I was designed for strength. And then, like many of you, I began to start a journey of discovery, a discovery of who I really am and what a man really is. And I've been designed to be strong and powerful, that I am a force for good, and actually that men are a force for good. So we don't have to be a generation of weak men. You know this, and that's why you're on the journey. So what if Strauss and Howe are right? What if we are due for an 80-year event where times get tough? Now, who knows what's really going to happen in the next few years? It may be a real shitstorm where everything falls apart. Who knows what that's going to look like? Imagine a giant electromagnetic pulse going off, or maybe a solar flare, and it stops all electronic devices. What would that look like? You know, logistics would stop, therefore we wouldn't have food, might not have electricity, no computer, no internet, cars wouldn't work, phones wouldn't work. It would seem that life would just come to a standstill. It would be tough times. Actually, that just kind of sounds like 1979. That would be the year I graduated from high school. Be kind of just like that. That's how we lived. Or it might just be nothing. There's no there. Strauss and Howe might have missed something, or the cycle might not go the same way. And things go along just like they are, and we keep going deeper into the weak men cycle. So regardless of what happens, in the middle of any circumstance, what do we do? What happens in the next few years? What are we going to do? So I would say this, no matter what happens, build your strength, build your health, build your capacity, become the best, strongest man that you can be. Be internally referenced. The narratives about what to believe or what to be outraged over are external and designed to get a rise out of you. You must be outraged because of this or that. And if you're not outraged, you are the enemy. It's becoming too much like the book 1984. You must obey. War is peace. Freedom is slavery. Ignorance is strength. Big Brother is watching you. You must submit to be acceptable. So you need to be driven by what we say and tell you to do and be. They are counting on you to be an externally referenced sheep, to just go along with what they say to do. If you don't follow what is said, something is very wrong with you. You are unacceptable and don't belong. But remember, this is what the solid man process is all about. Nothing is wrong with you. Being internally referenced is a foundation to living strong. What narrative or story do you believe? As much as we might love America and want our country to thrive, America is not your source of life. Trump isn't either, and Biden isn't either. Now, many of us are feeling deeply, and we want great things. But this is probably a season of tough times. Weakness is in our leaders, and that weakness is being exposed like nothing else. It's not one side or the other. Weak leaders are everywhere, and we chose these leaders. Of course, many of you are passionate, and that is part of being masculine. So be passionate, desire justice, but fight the fight that you have control over for now. Embrace the tough times. This is where men rise up and be who they're designed to be. You know how it is. This is what actually creates confident men, is the void. Redirect all that energy to create the best you. You have control over yourself and your house. Build your strength, build your health, build your capacity. Become the best, strongest man that you can be. And then, during this time, build other men. Remember, the saying is tough times create strong men. Be there for other men who need to see how to become a strong man. You have been shown the way, and it might just be time to give that to other men. So stay solid, my friends.